This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We continue with our tricks of the trade, talking about John Keel and all the interesting things he did over the years by someone who has written about him rather extensively. If John Keel didn't exist, Brent Rains, what would the UFO and paranormal fields in general be like?
Well, you know, we had people who were approaching those areas, Jacques Vallée, Brad Steiger, and so on, of course us, but I don't know if, you know, I've thought about it, you know, if I was a teenager and I kind of get into the UFO thing, and if it hadn't been for John Keel coming along, I don't know that I would have continued with it, you know. At some point I might have said, leave this nuts and bolts thing to somebody else, you know, to figure out. But then he introduced all these other aspects to the equation, and it became more interesting. I remember an interview that Tim Beckley did with John Keel that he was congratulating him for, you know, feeling that he was successful in bringing out the psychic element for researchers around the world, I guess from his writings, particularly in Flying Saucer Review in England. And other people were following up and confirming that they were finding the same kind of patterns. And Keel told him that it was a hollow victory, that it was sort of like opening Pandora's box, that it only made the subject more complicated and confusing. And certainly that's why I think a lot of people shy away from pursuing that. You know, they'd rather stick with, you know, the extraterrestrial theory and the nuts and bolts aspect, because it does make it a lot more complicated. And, you know, it's a pursuit into some things that are subjective and quite complex, and it's hard to figure it all out.
I want to go back to what you were saying just before we had to go on the break about the EVP session where we had to end it. You were talking about Keel's journey to the to Asia and Jadu. Yeah.
Yes, Jadu being black magic, and Keel, of course, he was interested in all of that, and he had been a 14 from an early age, and he was very curious about all things strange and anomalous, which really goes back to his early childhood, because he was reading 14, Charles Fort, you know, in the interview he had with Tim Beckley, you find out that when he was at a very young age, he had seen a spherical UFO when he was only about 7. People in the neighborhood had seen like a gorilla, and daddy going out with shotguns. When he was in 1948, he was living around town Times Square, and he had one of those peak experiences, a cosmic consciousness, where suddenly it was like he had a download of information. He had the answer to everything, just, you know. But by the next morning, he only had fragments of what had come to him. I believe there was some kind of an illumination in his room at the time. And also at a young age, he was living on his grandparents' farm, and there were rapping sounds, kind of a poltergeist-type phenomenon on the wall of his bedroom, and he tried to work out a code where he could communicate with it. So he had that interest. And then in 1966, you know, the UFO phenomena came along, and that's when he decided to jump onto that bandwagon. And he initially didn't think in terms of all this other stuff until he actually, I think, went out on the road. I mean, he was thinking nuts and bolts ET at the time. And I kind of wonder how much when he was in 1968, 69, he was a tech technical advisor to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And it's around that time that he became acquainted with Lynn Cateau, who actually had written a 400-page book, a biography book on UFO publications and how they often reflected a lot of psychic spiritual elements, poltergeists and angels and demons and automatic writing and all sorts of psychic stuff. And they actually became very good friends. And I've kind of wondered about how that relationship may have influenced Keel some, too. Unfortunately, you know, I found that she's on Facebook, but her account appeared to be dead, and I haven't been able to track her down. That would be quite interesting if she was still alive to be able to talk with her about her and Keel. They dated for a while, and Keel broke it off, I understand. But they actually showed up in Ohio together and attended one of Tim Beckley's UFO talks. And that's how I found out about their relationship. And Tim, I'm sorry if I jumped around there too much because we were going we were talking about the mysteries of the Orient there. Keep his wanderings over there.
Well, I mean, with these EVP sections, you know, where there is the possibility that, you know, you think that, you know, you got a voice that said John Keel. And I think, didn't you also ask something about the Yeti or something like that and got kind of a dismissive response?
Yeah, that was, we were asking John Keel. That was July 3rd, 2010, about the Bigfoot, you know, and the response was, and then there was another voice that said C, and then another one that said C. And it was just interesting. I mean, these were pretty clear, and kept, you know, we got John Keel quite a number of times, and it was just odd that, you know, I could listen to AM radio for days on end, and I never hear John Keel mentioned, you know. But when we were asking about him, it would come through. One time, you know, at first I questioned, okay, is someone playing a trick on me? Does someone have a radio transmitter, and they're outside the house where we're at, and they're transmitting this stuff? You know, I was trying to think, you know, okay, let's be a little skeptical. You know, if people are going to ask you this, Brent, how do you know? what I did, of course, I eventually acquired a ghost box myself and did sessions here at the house with just me and my wife, and sometimes my daughter. And one that we did in February of 2012, all of a sudden there was John Keel, Brent, and another voice saying, Bert here, just like that, you know. Goes from all this, you know, zipping through radio show programs and DJs and stuff, or music, and then there's John Keel, Brent, Bert here. And Bert, of course, was, you know, Berthold Schwartz. I always called him Bert. He had passed on in September of 2010 when I was really beginning with working with the EVP thing. And it seemed like we were getting him, you know, it sounded like we were hearing Dr. Schwartz in some of these sessions. But, you know, getting that one there was, for me, one of the more impressive ones. And then sometimes they were like complete sentences. We were getting Enoch or Enoch. Some thought it was maybe E-N-I-K, and I was thinking it sounded more like E-N-O-C-H to me. And so I did a little session one day, and I spent several minutes with my recorder and my ghost box with the stereo speakers, and I says, is it Enoch with an O, or is it an I? And finally a voice came through, and I heard it in real time, and it said, Enoch with an O.
We've got more to come with Brent Rains and Tim Swartz and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Brent Rains is talking about the ghost box and the voices he got, and he's going to continue to explain what this is all about.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to explain what it's all about, but I'm going to explain some of the anomalies.
Don't worry about it. Make it up. Doesn't matter.
As I was just saying, I had one where I was trying to determine how this was whether it was Enoch with an I or an O, and a voice came through, a male voice saying, Enoch with an O, just like that. And I was like, holy, and well, I cut that part out, but I was pretty startled, and I said, thank you, and that was it. But that was quite startling. Very rarely do you get a whole sentence like that, but every once in a while, if you're persistent, and it can happen.
It's interesting, the whole EVP phenomena. We had on a guest last month referenced cases where people were getting like whole conversations through various means, usually radios, and the ghost boxes and even just the digital recordings in haunted locations seemed at this point almost to have become antiquated.
Yeah, and some people seem more adept at it. You know, they can get whole conversations rather frequently. That didn't work out with me, but I did it enough where I did get some, I would say, Class A recordings where I could clearly hear, you know, things like John Keel and such. And one of the things that I could hear, but it was never really a good recording, was one time, you know, I knew that John Keel had, you know, as you know, ticked a lot of people off in the field because they disagreed with his thoughts and so on. And so I thought, one night I said, let's play a little game. And I'm going to mention a name and you tell me, like in one word, your thoughts on that person. And so we did that and I played it back. And lo and behold, when I was describing what I wanted to do, this voice that to me sounded very much like John Keel said, and what I'd like to say about you. You know? So there was a little sense of humor there, at least I hope. But anyway, yeah, it's there's a lot of stories. I don't know. But that really made me realize that, yeah, there is something there. It's interactive, intelligent interactive, but I was obsessed with doing these sessions quite a bit for about 4 years, and then finally I determined, yeah, this is a little bit like the trickster, you know. I can spend a lot of time with this and try to document all this, but I'm not really being told anything that's really helping me to understand this any better. I'm just, it's like a communication, but it's just saying general things, you know, like John Keel branch, you know, and Enoch with an O, and even after I told my friends Enoch with an O, they still thought maybe it was an I, so hey, what did I prove?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing about the phenomena, like you said. You know, you have these definitely unusual experiences that eventually amount to nothing. There's no real information being passed along. And if there is, very little. So, you know, you're left with these, you know, almost anecdotal accounts, but really nothing to show for it in the long run.
Yeah. You know, Keel said, if you're someone maybe who's had an experience, you in your mind, it's very real. You see a craft land before you and a being comes out and he tells you he's from wherever. It's a life, a person. But for those of us who are trying to pursue these investigations, this research, and determine who, what, where, and all this sort of stuff, and you hear all of these different places that they come from, and there are similarities, but there are also a lot of differences, you know, in all these contacts. And there are thousands of them, you know, and some of them are people who are delusional, but then some of them seem to check out as being quite truthful, you know, or seemingly sincere. And there's just so many of these reports. You wonder what is going on here, you know?
Well, it makes you think that it's the experience that is the important aspect and not the information that's being received. Because the information being received, like you said, I mean, it's just all over the place. Everybody has a different story. But the fact that people are having these experiences, you know, maybe that's the important aspect of it all.
Yeah. And, you know, what Keela told me was, you know, the contactee experiences was identical to religious apparition phenomena and probably caused by the same factors. And so he recommended I familiarize myself with medical and psychiatric studies of religious cases before I tackled the variation. He also recommended a book by G&M Terrell, The Theory of Apparitions. So he was steering me in this direction of studying, you know, those kind of areas. And then when I met Dr. Berthold Schwartz, psychiatrist, who was really brought into the field by Keel, he was recommending in interviews and to me and my wife and everybody, really, Peter Jordan, to read Dr. Nanda Forder's Encyclopedia of Psychic Science. He was a New York psychoanalyst, Forder was, and he wrote other books, too, on psychic phenomena, but Keel felt that book reflected a lot of the same elements that we find in the UFO close encounter contact high strange cases. Certainly his UFO Dynamics, a two-volume book, is filled with such accounts, and he approached it very, you know, analytically as a psychiatrist, and John Keel certainly wrote in Fate magazine that it was one of the five best books out there, but the mainstream pretty much ignored it because the areas that, you know, Dr. Schwartz was examining were areas that they, you know, involved in the psychic consciousness, and they wanted to stick with what they were comfortable with. So I invite everybody to pursue whatever areas, you know, and put that information out there. And I mean, it's science is about peer review anyway, you know.
Hey, we got all sorts of things to talk about. Science, psychic phenomena, John Keel, all sorts of strange goings on with Brent, Tim, and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The former CEO for the failed FTX cryptocurrency exchange tweeted that he was willing to testify before Congress, but Sam Bankman-Fried says he wouldn't be as helpful as he would like to be. Carrie Lake is challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election. The Republican lost by less than 1% to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The vote count between the two candidates was outside of the margin needed to trigger a recount. Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water crisis. He's the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from the state's Supreme Court that indictments from a one-person grand jury are invalid. It took two overtime periods for Army to defeat Navy in college football, 20-17, the game held in Philadelphia for the 90th time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Let us continue with our exploration of the goings-on with our guest, Brent Raines. By the way, he'll also be hanging with us for the After the Paracast podcast, available only if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus streaming service. Brent?
Yes, sir. All right. Well, you know, there's so many different layers to all this, and one of the things that intrigued me, too, like, you know, Jacques Vallée pointed out that the United States here, we're just like 2% of the coverage of the planet. 98% is we don't give enough attention to. There's a whole global terrain where all of these events, all these anomalous occurrences are happening. And it's important to examine all of that. And I got to delve a little bit into the, like, events in Brazil, which is a country with a ton of anomalous reports coming out of there. And I met Bob Pratt, who was at the time very, very active with the National Enquirer, and he got to go to all these different countries, Argentina, Bolivia, Japan, Chile, Mexico, Peru, Philippines, and Brazil, which he found by far the most fascinating. He went 4 times there to conduct investigations for the National Enquirer, because they assigned him to the UFO desk, which he really wasn't happy with, because he thought all that UFO stuff, if you had enough information, you were going to explain it away. And his first assignment up around Michigan, he found that, wow, there was all these witnesses, and he couldn't explain it. And I met him just a few months after that happened, and he was like a new convert to this thing. He had worked as an editor for some paper in Virginia for about 7 years, and every time a UFO report came across the teletype, he would crumble up and throw it in a waste paper basket. So I interviewed him in June of 2003 for my magazine, And that was his final investigation, you know, because the month before he had been down, I think, about 3 weeks in Brazil. One of the places he visited that was a lot of high strangeness was the island of Claris at the mouth of the Amazon. He visited Amazon. He visited there 4 separate times. And Jacques Vallée also visited there, which he wrote up in his book, Confrontations. Seems like there was a lot of activity in and around that region, around northern Brazil at that time in 1977, overlapping into 78. And on this small island, there was like 40 patients, ages 18 to 50, who often were struck by these beams of light. They would often strike them in the chest area. It was like a bad sunburn. In the center, there were often like 2 marks, puncture-like, and they would suffer headaches, dizziness, trembling, and their red blood cell counts dropped. And they would be afflicted for about 7 days. And there was this lady doctor on the island who was treating these people. She was initially skeptical. She thought it was some superstitious beliefs of a being they called chupas. They were like kind of like vampires, and they were just doing this stuff to themselves or something. But anyway, it was one of the people that Bob Pratt interviewed, Miss Claudia Rodriguez, who said that she was hit by a beam, and she saw where it came from was through the window of her hut, a being with like a diving suit on, it looked like, humanoid being, with some sort of pistol in his hand, and it hit her chest, and she had these 3 small pinpoint scars there in a triangular pattern, and they bled from all 3 places. And the military came in, the Brazilian military, and they got all these photographs. There were also civilian newspaper people who camped out on the island and were taking pictures of these objects. The doctor eventually saw a large cylindrical object floating above the main street of town there, and she walked along, just mesmerized by what she was seeing. In Vallée's book, he asked the question, was somewhat testing an exotic weapon over the vast interior of Brazil, where communities are almost nil and where our communications are almost nil and where chances of observation are small. And one of the weird things, and I hope that, you know, when I interviewed Vallée back some years back, and he wasn't able to really tell me any more, was in the book he writes that all the photo negatives from these newspapers of the photographers that are taking pictures of these objects were purchased by a, quote, unnamed American firm. You know, that has intrigued me immensely. I'd like to know who that firm was. but I had gotten to meet a Cynthia Newby-Luce. I corresponded with her, and she came up to a conference I was speaking at for the Association for Research and Enlightenment back in December of 2005, and Vallée was there, and she came there from Brazil. She was actually an American who had lived years in Brazil. She has a master's in experimental psychology and anthropology, and she lived in a mountain village that was north of Rio de Janeiro, a very isolated little village, and she had experienced some very weird things herself, and she became one of the translators that Bob Pratt would use when he was in Brazil to do investigations, because she could speak pretty fluent Portuguese. And so I interviewed her. She had had a remarkable sighting. It sounds really anomalous. I mean, she saw what looked like a metallic cylindrical object with like windows in it that was going into a hillside. She was driving on this little valley with a creek beside her, and she come around a corner, and there's this metallic thing going into a hillside, you know, like it was just a cloud, and disappeared into the ground. And Yeah, I found that there are other stories very similar. Tom Dongu has some out in Sedona, Arizona, where there's a rock cliff that people have seen these flying discs just fly into and disappear.
Okay, of course, we're talking here about the so-called portal areas that are supposed to be locations where more crazy stuff occurs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, window areas, Keel called them, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we can open the window for all this stuff, yes.
Well, you know, the late Paul Benowitz had a photograph that he took himself, even though that he was being hoaxed by the Air Force, that the photograph he had taken was near Dulce, New Mexico, where he said that he saw three strange lights enter a cliff face and has had a photograph to prove, you know, to show what he was seeing.
Yeah, there have been people have seen things that just seem to go into a or appear from like a portal, I know there's a woman up near Chicago, seems a very reliable woman who actually worked with Dr. Hynek.
Hey there, folks. I'd like to remind all of you that Brent will be back on the After the Paracast podcast. That's available exclusively if you're a subscriber to our streaming service. That's the Paracast Plus. So to find more information about it, go to theparacast.plus, P-L-U-S, theparacast.plus. If you're already a subscriber, thank you. We've got more to talk about with Brent and Tim and Jean. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
You mentioned the H word. Dr. J. Allen Hynek, Brent Rains, please go on.
Okay, well, anyway, this woman had a series of experiences, misbehaving UFOs. The objects would, some of it seemed like it was portals. She described how there was actually, and one time she had support group meetings for other experiences at her home. And one gentleman she introduced me to was actually a scientist who worked in astrophysics, and he had had some experiences that both she and this man were both, familiar with Dr. Hynek and Mark Rodinger in particular. So, anyway, at one time this astrophysicist man and Mary, who is experiencing going back to childhood, as many of them are, they were just talking after a meeting, and this scientist and this woman were standing in front of her, and suddenly they were gasping, their jaws dropped, and she's looking in the direction beside her where they're looking. She didn't see anything, but they were saying that a doorway appeared, and there was like this hooded figure, and above the figure were like these tiny little orbs or sparks or things up near the ceiling. And it lasted just a few seconds and then disappeared. And she's also an experimental psychologist, and she also studied quantum physics, so she felt that was something related to physics, and it seemed that from time to time there were like portal things that happened in her own home. She described once one of the family, it was a power blackout as I recall, and one of the family members disappeared, and she found this opening in the living room, I believe it was, and she went into it, and then this hand pushed her back, and it didn't look human, and prevented her from going any further. And then, of course, there was the whole switch-off thing where, you lose consciousness in some of this activity. She also described a small, very small bell-shaped craft landing in the backyard one day, and three very tall humanoids and some, children-sized beings all came out of this small, I think it was 3 foot tall craft, and they just suddenly appeared as a group near from it and then just spread out and then came up and communicated with her. And And there have been instances where, see if I can remember this. There was something that came in the window, kind of a little orb type thing. And she put her hand up in front of her, and it was like her hand disappeared. She could still see the orb. And there are cases like that, too, where there was a foreign case where this person had seen like an orb drop into a bush. And he went over with a stick, and he stuck it into the bush, and suddenly the stick and part of his hand disappeared. That was back in 1957. Yugoslavia, I think, might have been where it was. And there was a Brazilian case where a UFO light beam struck a car, and the top of the car disappeared. Seemingly, you could see the craft above shooting the beam of light down, and he ran, got out of the car, ran down the road, and then passed out. I don't know. The guy that was studying the physics, he had some pretty extraordinary contacts, and he approached Dr. Hynek, who seemed kind of reluctant at first to be involved. He said, well, you know, I'm going to have to investigate you thoroughly, check your background and everything, if we agree to investigate your case. He said, okay, that's fine. So he said they did, and he said at one point he had an experience where he went to he was having stress, and he was told to go to a certain hospital. And when he went in there, it was very strange. It was like this one woman at a desk, and he went in and saw this doctor who was very unusual, tall, and just, you know. The thing was, this went on, and he was getting kind of suspicious as to what was happening. He was treated because he had this blackout spell after he felt he had a UFO encounter, and he blacked out, and he was had like a heart attack, and so anyway, he ended up in the hospital and all this. He was in the hospital, but he was taken for some evaluation, which he later went back to this building, and there was no hospital, no doctor, anything. It was an abandoned building. And his medical bill was, he said, taken care of by somebody. They told him, no, he didn't have to pay a thing. And he was there for about a week or so. And I heard a story in Florida that was very similar to that. And I wonder if you guys have ever heard anything like that, where someone takes care of, someone who's been injured or something in an encounter, and they go to a hospital and somebody pays the bill after their extensive evaluation.
You know, what's interesting about hospitals, though, I spent several times in the hospital over the past year and a half, actually 7 visits to outpatient centers and to real hospitals. And before the insurance coverage, you get these bills from the hospital, and they're outrageous. I mean, you go in there for a couple of hours of something, and it's $50,000. Right now, I think I've run up about $500,000. But, of course, my insurance company gives them a discount. They're forced to accept, instead of $50,000, maybe $5,000. But if you're somebody without insurance, forget about it. But having somebody pay the bill, I wonder if they were charged at the original rate or what the insurance companies would pay. Just a thought.
Yeah. But, these people were mystified by it anyway. But, back in the Brazilian... Well, anyway.
Well, I was going to say the story is very reminiscent of some of these like time slip stories that I've run across, where somebody will be, say, like, you know, driving at night, and they'll come across, say, like a restaurant out in the middle of nowhere. We'll go and eat, get great service. You know, the people inside may be kind of weird, but nothing too out of the ordinary. And then later on their way back, there's nothing there.
Yeah, those are intriguing accounts. Time slips, the Oz effect, and I remember you wrote a extensive article on the Oz effect thing in UFOs some years back. Mm-hmm. I was talking with a Nancy DiTutri, who used to live in New Jersey. Now she lives in Florida. I got to meet her summer before last. And she was telling me a story that she had told me before about how she and her daughter went to a movie theater in New Jersey, a city that had about 50,000 people. And at this theater they went into, it was always very busy. It's in a mall, and it's a busy place. And they went to watch a movie. When they came out, there was nobody in the theater. It was like everybody had gone, but they went out the door. The parking lot was empty. And I was like, what's going on? And then her daughter looked up and saw this large boomerang-shaped UFO in the sky. And they were, you know, quite excited about it. Went back home, and Nancy says, you go to the other room, you draw what you saw, I'll draw what I saw. And said when they got their drawings together, it was the same thing. And then afterwards, they also had strange phone calls with some kind of a weird type voice, and it would interrupt the conversations they were having between them, and then later it ended up interrupting conversations with friends too. But it was some kind of a metallic type voice. But I was so interested in the idea.
You know what? Before we get further into this idea, let's continue with Brent and Tim and Gene. You're in
the Puracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.